Pox heard it clearly. She laughed. Thief? She repeated. Not unless he took it as a babe in arms. It was lost from Leonia over 45 years ago. He was given it, Duke Verakai, by a Liam Holverick of Leonia, who had found it near a dead elf in the forest.
So he says.
Verakai's insistent distaste was not mellowing. So also the elves themselves say, said Pox. A Liam Holverick told the elves when he'd found it. They did not ask its return, but told him to give it to the one for whom it was made. They thought he knew what sword it was. Alas, the elves have trouble remembering the brevity of human lives, and that he had been too young to see the sword at court. But then, the Crown Prince's voice topped a sudden burst of talk. It stilled, and he went on. But then the elves knew. They knew who the prince was. Why didn't they simply say?
And how did they know? Asked the High Marshal, with a sharp look at the two elves who sat high in the tiers.
You will remember that Falkyrie's queen was elven. The prince was half-elven. It seems that when the tragedy occurred, everyone assumed the boy had been killed. Instead, he was stolen away, beyond the seas, the elves think, since they could have sensed his presence anywhere in these realms.
Even in Pargon or Custandon? Asked Duke Marakai.
I am not sure, my lord.
Yes,
came a silvery elven voice from the seats above.
Anywhere in these realms or Arrhenius, Duke Marakai, elves could have found him.
So you see, Pox went on, the elves also thought him dead, when they could not sense him. Then some years later he returned to Leonia. How, I do not know, but elves found him there fairly quickly and—
And did nothing? Do you ask me to believe that?
Verakai led the rush of noise that followed. Pox waited until the room quieted. This time the prince had let them talk themselves out.
The elves said, Pox went on, that the prince had been treated so badly that he had no remembrance of his past. He knew nothing of his name, his family, or his elven blood. They found him so damaged that they feared he had none of the Tague sense left. They feared to try any intervention lest they damage him further.
And so they did nothing. The Crown Prince's voice was calm. Not quite nothing, Your Highness. They watched. Remember that at that time the prince's younger sister was alive and well.
But now, said the Crown Prince, Leonia has no king and no clear heir, and the elves want a part elven ruler. Is that the meat of it?
Not quite. They do not want this man to rule unless he's fit for it, and they doubt his fitness. Pox waited for the silence. Then she spoke.
I do not doubt it.
What?
The Crown Prince leaned forward. All of them stared.
You know who it is?
I do.
Then why haven't you said? Why this nonsense about a quest?
Verakai again, sneering. Because, my lord, I have not been granted leave to speak by the gods, or by the king himself. What, would you have me place an innocent man in danger, by blurting his name out for the world to play with? Already one king's squire is dead, killed by a priest of Liart, to prevent my finding him. Already the powers of evil in Leonia are massing to keep him from the throne. Suppose I had said his name openly, from the time I first suspected who it would be. Would he be alive this day, to take the sword and test his inheritance?
Well said, said the High Marshal. Well said indeed.
I came here, said Pox.